we've done a lot of talking about the offense this week, but I want to talk about the defense. And we got a chance to talk to some of the Steelers defenders, and they talked a lot about chemistry, repetition, and trying to get their stuff together to fix the run defense. We'll hear from Larry Ogunjobi, Robert Spillane, as we talk to them about chemistry in the run defense. We'll also hear from Kenny Pickett talking about his consistency, and Mark Robinson, as well as a former Steeler, who says Mark Robinson is a better linebacker than he was. We'll talk about all that right here in the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter. Let's get into it.
You are Locked On Steelers, your daily Pittsburgh Steelers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things in the Pittsburgh Steelers. As always, you can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, and YouTube. If you're watching this video on YouTube, hit the like button on this video if you enjoy it. Hit the subscribe button on our YouTube channel to get all of our daily Monday through Friday episodes, as well as our bonus content. We thank you for making the Locked On Steelers podcast your first listen every day. Today's episode is brought to you by Brightco Jewelry and Watch Insurance. Brightco, it brings you comprehensive, fast, and affordable jewelry insurance for as low as $5 per month. Check out your special offer for Locked On listeners and get covered in under 2 minutes at bright.co/lockedon. That's bright.co/lockedon. So, like I said, we did a lot of talking about Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky with Wednesday's episode with Tony, but I wanted to get to the defense a little bit more today because we did get some chance to talk to the defense, and the run defense did not look good against the Jacksonville Jaguars. There were some hiccups. There were some problems. Larry Ogunjobi did get to play some plays out there, but it wasn't just about the defensive front, the linebackers. I will say, I said on review, I thought Robert Spillane played a bit better. We'll hear from him in a minute. But Larry Ogunjobi, this was his first foray into playing for the Steelers against live opponents that weren't also part of the Steelers. And so he had some feedback just as far as how it felt and where this defense has to go. And I think both him and Spillane bring up some very important points of where people need to be with watching this Steelers defense, because everyone's expecting, well, if it's not stuffing the run right now, if they're not allowing less than 2 yards per carry right now, they're not going to get it. And I don't think that that's the case here. It took time for the other defenses to find their footing. I think it's going to take time for this defense to find their footing. Granted, I don't think it'll take as long as it will take the offensive line to figure themselves out, or the Steelers passing game, or things like that. I think that this defense is going to be a bit closer to that. But listen to Larry Ogunjobi talk when I was asking him about his first performance and where he thinks that the group is headed.
Larry, you got your first team action in the preseason against a live opponent. How did you feel about yourself and your team when you got to look back at the film?
It was cool. It was cool to get back out there. I think the biggest thing was just getting my feet wet, you know, having a chance, you know, just get a feel for everything. That was really exciting. So being able to just get back, see how I felt, see how my legs felt, get everything, I mean, it was exciting.
I know that everyone's been excited to see you get out there. What was the vibe when, you know, you were able to kind of get active and bounce off each other?
Man, you know, I think the biggest thing is trusting your process. You know, obviously, like, I have really high expectations for myself personally. So being able to just get out on the field and get a feel for everything, and to get that trusting process, trusting your feet, trusting your legs, getting out there, you know, just getting comfortable playing. I think that's just something that just, you know, there's some time and more reps, more time.
What kind of stuff did the coaches, whether it was Carl or Mike, say to you guys about run defense or anything after that game? Were there any feedback they gave, any pointers that they said they need to work on?
You got to keep getting better. That's the point of emphasis, you know, especially this season, to, you know, be better at run defense. So, I mean, every day, every game, you know, we're going to harp on that, you know, being the best run defense possible. So.
So you hear some generic answers, like just getting better. But I do think it's important that he's talking about, you know, getting his legs under him, figuring things out again. Because remember, he's coming back from an injury that he suffered late last season. So that's why the Steelers eased him into training camp. They wanted to see how he is. And now he's not only figuring out himself, but he's also figuring out how to play with his teammates. It's also important to remember, they haven't played with Cam Hayward yet in this preseason. So understand that everything that they've done on the run defense and the defense as a whole has that caveat of like, hey, like, the best team has not been out there once yet. So let's take a chill pill on that. But I do think that there's a bit of what has to happen here for this run defense to truly become a good run defense again, has to involve these guys being around each other, understanding each other, and trusting the process, as Larry Ogunjobi said. Now, when he was talking about that, he's talking about more about himself. But part of the process is also getting your timing down, understanding, you know, when you guys, when the Steelers try to do more aggressive things with their defensive fronts, knowing how to be aggressive but still cover your bases. A perfect example, back when Stephon Tuitt and Ryan Shazier, who came in at the same time, they were figuring themselves out in the Steelers defense. There were things that they were trying to do that they couldn't just finalize yet because these guys, because they were still like, you know, when they stunted, Stephon Tuitt would love to crash and Bud Dupree would come behind him. And there were a couple times it would hit, but there'd be times then that Steelers defense that they would do a crash, like Stephon Tuitt would crash and then you'd see Dupree stunt behind him. But in doing so, they would leave a gap wide open. And it took, you know, a few games, or it's even a season or so before they found their chemistry and it's like, okay, this is how we do this. We're trying to trick the offensive line into giving up a lane, but this is how we do that while not giving up a gap in our assignments here and opening up this huge opportunity for the offensive line and the running back or the quarterback or whoever. But those type of things, they take time. And right now, the Steelers aren't even at that complex form where the guys are feeling each other yet. They're just trying to play together to understand the basics as far as working together. And again, this is why the preseason is the preseason. We're just getting to see those parts of it. But another example is Robert Spillane. I got to talk to him for a little bit about the linebackers and them coming together. And he also talked about the reps, the chemistry. Here's Robert Spillane when I got a chance to talk to him.
How do you think you guys are coming along as far as your chemistry?
Yeah, I think the development is getting better every week. Mm-hmm. You know, from the start of camp, we've made improvements and strides in our game, especially as a linebacker position. We trust our brothers next to us, which really helps you play solid in the run. The moment you feel like you have to make plays that aren't necessarily your plays is when you get out of position. So trusting the D lineman in front of you, trusting the guy next to you, actually makes you a better football player. So I think we've done a great job of trusting our defense, and that comes with communication and understanding who you're playing with. So we want to take steps forward in this regard throughout the season. So we're looking forward to that getting better as the weeks go on.
How much of that is also just reps? Because, you know, it seemed like the first week, you know, like everyone's getting adjusted to each other as far as playing against a different team. But last sure. week, you guys seemed like you're learning from every week.
That first preseason game is always funny because you've gone up against your offense for the first 3 weeks of camp. Mm-hmm. You get very familiar with what they might be doing. And then, boom, you get a whole new team that comes out with different style of play. Mm-hmm. And it can throw you off just being, you know, that first preseason game. But I think we did a good job settling in for the second one and understanding what we were getting. We had a little game plan of what they might do to us, and that goes a long way in understanding what you're going to get from the offensive side of the ball.
We saw some plays where...
So, Robert Spillane going over things and talking about them getting used to each other again. There is some of that is real, you know, understanding where each other are going to be, when to attack, when not to attack. That kind of stuff does take time to develop. But some of the things that we've seen with the Steelers rush defense, and especially the linebackers, is they got to trust themselves, especially Devin Bush. And, you know, Robert Spillane's a guy. He's a decent player who can fill certain assignments. But we've seen him when he's asked to cover in space and to run with guys who are cutting across the field. That's where he's not at his best. Now, if he's filling a hole and there's not a lineman in his way, he can go and crash the hole and take out the best of the best at the running backs. We've seen him do it with Derrick Henry. But again, it's about learning how to do that stuff and play together. There was a really good rep where I saw that when Robert Spillane made a good tackle to stop a run out on the edge. And there was a play where an offensive lineman leaked and got to Miles Jack. And Miles Jack was able to sort of defuse it and sort of like, you know, sort of handle it. But he wasn't able to get to the running back. He just wasn't blown up in the hole. But Robert Spillane also saw that. He cut to the running back and was able to take him down in space for a very short gain. Stuff like that, as far as understanding, hey, you know, this isn't the time for me to make sure that I'm taking away the cutback. I have to go be aggressive because my partner is being hit by a guard who's leaked up to the second level. Those are things that come with time. And that's what I'm saying as far as what to expect from some of these linebackers and some of the defensive chemistry, not just the linebackers, but also the defensive linemen, just the feel, the experience, seeing each other on tape. When the Steelers are putting tape out there, it's not just for their opponents to study, it's for them to study of themselves. And oftentimes, that can be your best teacher. And we've seen guys grow from that. We've seen TJ Watt grow from that. He talked about how he would study himself relentlessly as far as what he's going on. But another person who studies himself a lot is Kenny Pickett, because he, and as a person, I told you, that man is a true student of the game. He was at Pitt. He's looking like that now, at least in the preseason of this first NFL season. I want to get to what Kenny Pickett said about what he needs to do moving forward. And because I think that's a good, that provided some good insight into the process as far as when everyone's talking about, should he start right away? Should he start right away? We're going to hear from Kenny Pickett in a second. But first, we got to talk to you guys about one of our great sponsors, and that is Brightco. Now, if you don't know about Brightco, Brightco is a jewelry insurance company that will make sure you get a replacement for the full value of your engagement ring, your expensive watch, or any jewelry, whether it's lost, stolen, or you just can't figure out what happened to it. If you've ever been on a YouTube dive for random fail videos, you've probably seen some guys drop their engagement ring right as they're about to propose, and it falls off a boat, off a helicopter, or down a sewer, or they lose it in some ridiculous way, and they'll be out of thousands of dollars while also being humiliated on the internet. Well, Brightco can't help with the internet part, but they're here to help you get back your hard-earned money that you spent on that ring. To do that, go to bright.co/lockedon, and you'll see some of these insane videos of how people have lost their engagement rings and kind of teach you a lesson like, hey, if it's cheap, maybe I could avoid losing all that money in such a simple way. You can learn how to get their insurance that can be as cheap as $5 a month, and that's even on expensive jewelry. Again, go to bright.co/lockedon. That's bright.co/lockedon to check out Brightco's jewelry insurance policies. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm Chris Carter. We're talking about consistency now with Kenny Pickett, because that was the big word that he used at one point when he was being interviewed Wednesday in the Steelers locker room after a practice. Now, Kenny Pickett, again, I talked about this yesterday with Tony Serino. I will talk about this also tomorrow a little bit more with Jenna Harner. She'll be on our Friday episode, so do look out for that. There's a lot of talk about this. I was watching ESPN on Wednesday, and I was looking at it, and I saw, I saw people saying, oh, well, he should just start week one. And I'm like, man, these national perspectives that aren't up on everything, they see the highlights in the preseason games. You got to listen to how people talk and listen to how Mike Tomlin talks. And I know some people saw Mike Tomlin and said the quarterback competition's open, and that means, Kenny Pickett can win right here. But also, again, listen to everything he says. And people are saying it's all going to come down to this third preseason game. It's a long process. And even Kenny Pickett acknowledges that. Listen to Kenny Pickett when he was asked about, you know, the third preseason game being the turning point for this competition, and also what he sees that he himself has to do. There's a level of humility from Kenny Pickett, but also a level of realism that I think will be healthy for Steelers fans. Here's Kenny Pickett.
Kenny, the goal last week, Mike said, was for you to get more varsity action in that preseason game. What's the expectation for you going into this game?
Whatever reps I do get, I'm excited to go out there and have the last preseason game and just kind of build off of all the progress that I made throughout camp. Thought it was a really successful camp, just growing and getting used to the offense, getting the hang of the NFL speed, so I'm excited to go out there one more time.
What is your progress? What kind of progress do you think you've made so far?
Just comfortable with the offense, playing fast, trusting, you know, my eyes, my feet, it's together, and I'm going through my reads and my progressions and just getting the ball out of my hand fast. So I'm happy with how I progressed that way throughout camp. So I definitely want to keep it going throughout this last game.
Okay, is that just something needed time?
Like I said, the more you play on offense, the more comfortable you get. And I think the more reps I've been getting, the more continuity with my teammates, the guys I've been playing with more and more. I think it's just seeing kind of improvements, and that's kind of how it goes in this game.
Is there something you haven't shown that you want to, or a next step for you at this point?
Is there something I haven't shown?
Yeah.
Right now, I mean, it's consistency. Just every day being the same guy, being reliable on my teammates every single week, and that's just something you got to build over time. So it's just, as time goes, it'll get there.
In terms of your growth, what has it meant to you just to get more reps with the ones here in the last couple weeks?
Yeah, it's a great experience. I mean, you can't pass up game reps, really. There's nothing that really duplicates that. So I'm able to get that, you know, a couple drives there against Jacksonville and, get used to those guys in the huddle. They get used to me. So it was a great experience, and I'm glad we got some points on the board.
Pat Fry.
So, again, you're hearing the humility and just the step-by-step process that Kenny Pickett believes in. And this is who Kenny Pickett is. I'm telling you, in the middle of Pitt's, the biggest season that Pitt football had seen in the last 30, since the 70s. the Kenny Pickett was breaking records, doing all these things, and there was never once a moment where he sat and said, "Yeah, that was pretty cool, and I'm the man," and all this other stuff. He was always, this is the next day. He's like, "Listen, I got to get ready for the next opponent. I don't got time to think about that kind of stuff." That's just the way his brain works, and that even works in the preseason. He could be sitting there right now thinking, "Man, I've lit up 2 preseason games. I've got people on ESPN and NFL Network and everywhere around the country saying I should be starting. Steelers fans are chanting my name in practices. They're chanting my name at Acrisure Stadium." And yes, I'm staying at Acrisure Stadium still because that's a thing. But he could feel that hype and let it get to him and be like, "You know what? You know, I'm busting my butt already. I can put it on autopilot, because eventually, you know, something's going to happen with Mitch and I'm going to get my shot." But that's not what he's going to do, because he doesn't. That's not how Kenny Pickett operates. I think, one, that's a great sign for maturity and another reason why the Steelers got him in the first place. But two, you hear him talking about the consistency, about needing to keep up his footwork, needing to keep up his processing, needing to play fast. Those are all important aspects as far as to what the Steelers want to see from him and what he wants to see from himself. Now, if I'm the Steelers, again, this whole game right now is just seeing, can he keep up what he did in the second preseason game against first teamers with a larger sample size? This is a checklist that Mike Tomlin is working his way through. And, you know, I'm not saying that there are definite bulleted checkpoints at everyone that have definitive, like, "Hey, he knocked this out and he has these next 4 steps to go." But there are things that they are looking for, that, "Hey, if he does this and he shows these things, they're going to have more confidence to put him in this situation." So I'm saying all that to say, What Kenny Pickett is working on now is making sure that, hey, though in those small reps, he only had, what, 7 passing plays, and one of them was a spike. He was able to do the basic things that are asked of him and get those things done. Now he wants to see, and the Steelers want to see, you know, what happens if he's doing that and the defense starts to key in on what he's doing. And this is a good point, though. You know, there's some people out there that don't think that Kenny Pickett should be a starter because they don't like Kenny Pickett. But there's a good point being made that, listen, these are small reps. Do not get too hyped over them, because what happens is for a lot of young quarterbacks, and we see this every year on every team, and I always say this about young quarterbacks, even when they beat the Steelers, people are like, "Oh, how did that guy beat them?" And it's like, yeah, because he didn't have any tape out there. But let's wait and see how he does when it comes back around and he gets a chance to make it a chance to study him the next time. And then all of a sudden they've studied him, and you know they're smoking out everything that he likes to do. That's where Kenny Pickett is right now. No one knows his tendencies. No one knows where he's going to go with the football. No one knows what this real Matt Canada's good offense looks like with quarterbacks who can move the pocket and move around and use their ability, their agility and stuff. So there's a lot of that going on, where I think that there's going to be a learning curve for defenses whenever they face Kenny Pickett. But also the Steelers know that right now, which is why they're taking everything, you know, they're taking the success, and they're happy for Kenny Pickett's success, but they're not letting that success hypercharge them up and forget all the other context that plays into these things. This is why the Steelers are one of the more successful organizations in sports. This is why they have 6 Super Bowls. This is why they've been regularly competitive for the past 30 years, you know, something like that. So, again, I get the excitement for Kenny Pickett at QB1, the potential of him becoming a starter. And I think he will start at some point this year, but he will not be week 1. And even he gets it. He's like, "I have to do all these other things at a much more consistent scale, because if he becomes rattled and loose," that's the other thing. You know, how does he do with more pressure in his face? He did well with pressure in his face for a few plays in that Jaguars game. But what about, like, you know, for an entire game? What if he's getting hit a bunch more? What if the coverages are just doing things that he's not used to? Those are all aspects of the game that Mike Tomlin and the Steelers kind of have to help Kenny Pickett at least get some runs through to see, this is what it's like to face these things at an NFL speed with NFL talent and, you know, working in an NFL offense. I think Kenny Pickett will get there, and probably will get there sooner rather than later. But this is, again, why even he knows there's other steps he has to complete before he gets to that level. And he's not going to look ahead and say, "Yeah, I'm starting against the Bengals in week 1, because to him, the only thing that matters right now is playing well when he gets his chance against the Lions. So with that being said, we got to switch one more time. I'm going to switch back to the defense, because there's a specific linebacker who started for several years for the Steelers, who spoke out about Mark Robinson and spoke some really good words on him. We'll also hear from Mark Robinson himself on this show in just a minute here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. But first, we got to talk to you guys about LinkedIn. You know, if you don't know about LinkedIn, of course, you better know about LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is the place where often you go if you're looking to find your next job. But if you're an employer looking to find your next employee, go to LinkedIn, and you can find opportunities to find those employees for faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs, and you'll reach their network that beyond the words, and you'll reach beyond your network to the largest professional network in the world of 810 million people. Then you can add your job and add the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring, so your network can help you find the right people to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm your host, Chris Carter. We are continuing our show here. I wanted to get the chance to talk about Mark Robinson because I haven't done a whole lot of talking about him, and I do think that it does seem like there's a lot of Steelers fans who are liking what they see. And I said this in training camp. There are things to like about what you see about Mark Robinson. He's running, he's hitting, and he's very raw. He played running back for a lot of his time and switched to linebacker late and is still very much adapting to the position. But listen to this, because, or not listen to this, excuse me, I'm going to show you this. So if you're on YouTube, you're going to see this, but if you're listening on audio platforms, I'll be able to explain it to you. But here's a tweet from Vince Williams. Yes, that Vince Williams, who used to start for the Steelers and recently retired. He said on his Twitter account on Wednesday, "Mark Robinson is better than I was as a rookie. I hope he keeps number 93. That's pretty good testimony from a guy who really believes in himself. Vince Williams, I was one of the realest guys. Whenever you talked to him, he'd just tell you what he thought. Even if he knew it was something that you weren't going to like to hear, he was going to say it. And him saying that, I think, is a cool sign for Mark Robinson. It's also important to note, Vince Williams was a starter for most of his rookie season. Larry Foote went down by like the second or third game of the year. Vince Williams came in and started the entire season in 2013, and he was a sixth-round rookie. Well, Mark Robinson's a seventh-round rookie, and I think that's where Vince Williams is coming from. It's like, hey, like, this dude is actually doing some things that are pretty impressive. Now, the thing is, I'll even pump the brakes on Vince a little bit with this statement, because Vince became very good at his job as a rookie. He filled in, and there were times you forgot he was playing because he wasn't causing any problems. He may not have been a prolific playmaker, but he was a good, reliable player who you didn't have to question when he was out there, and I think that's what earned him his role. Now, thing was, after that, they drafted Ryan Shazier, and he played next to Lawrence Timmons, and that kind of bumped Vince Williams back down the line, but he stuck it out for several years and earned himself a very respectable NFL career. Vince Williams also, though, real funny part here. He said right after that, people were like, oh, Vince Williams says Mark Robinson was better. And he was like, I said as a rookie. So that there's that. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see right below his tweet, it says from his Twitter for iPhone. That's right. He uses iPhone like a real G, because Vince Williams is a real G. So unlike you Android users out there, stop it. Get your lives together. Get yourself an iPhone. Okay, I took my Android dig of the day. Anyways, let's get into some Mark Robinson a little bit, because we did get to catch up with him in the locker room. And I'll tell you all this. The guy hits hard. I said that in camp. I said that, you know, in some of the drills that we saw. And you saw one of those really big hits in the fourth quarter of this last game. There's exciting parts to that, but he's very raw and he knows it. But here's the cool thing. This team digs this kid. They like him. They like what he's putting in there. You're going to hear at the start of this video, Miles Jack sort of pumping him up from the background, and like in Mark Robinson get a little bit embarrassed there. Listen to Mark Robinson. You can hear Miles Jack chime in a little bit, but then also listen to how Mark talks about what he's doing and what the team is asking from him, and what he sees in Brian Flores and his other coaches. Here's Mark Robinson.
You've made a couple of, like, you know, kind of game deciding plays so far. I mean, What does that mean to you? What's your chances?
Oh my God, bro. Oh my God, bro. Oh my God, bro.
That's good stuff to put on film right now, right?
Yeah, of course, man. Just going out and being able to make some plays, man. You know, kind of return on the investment. Let them know that I'm here for a reason.
What's been like the biggest learning curve? What's been the hardest aspect of this?
I wouldn't say the hardest aspect. I mean, just being in a room with a group of guys with so much knowledge. You got Dev, you got Jack, you got Spillane. You got, you know, man, you got Coach Flo, you know, Mike T. It just, man, all those guys just pointed to me, so I just had to, you know, listen, man.
I know you haven't had a linebacker coach in the NFL before, but what is Brian Flores like? I mean, what's his impact been like for you as a young guy?
Oh, man, they keep asking me about him. I guess they want me to keep hyping the man up. You know, I can't tell no story, man. He's a great coach, you know.
So, Mark Robinson was going to go into more than generic things about Brian Flores, but I think it's cool that he is talking about, hey, I'm learning from all these guys who are veterans in the NFL, Miles Jack, Devin Bush, Robert Spillane. Now, some people are saying, those last two, though, they're not doing as great right now. But again, I think that a lot of these guys, they understand the responsibilities. It's just about getting it done in the moment. But still, Mark Robinson, as a young guy, seems to be taking a lot that they're throwing at him, and they like how he's processing it. They like how he's working there. Now, I'll tell you the things that I love about Mark Robinson. When he lines up a player and an opponent, he's very physical. He knows how – he's very quick. And when he goes in, he's going in hard and aggressive, and he's giving you his best effort. But there are times when you see sort of a breakdown in how he approaches different things. For example, if he drops back into zone coverage, that's where he's kind of lost, unless the play is the ball is thrown in front of him and it's within a reasonable range for him to go after a guy. Because we saw that with his big hit. He came up and made a big hit on a guy who made a reception short of him and short of the line to gain. But – you know, there's also times when he drops back and he just doesn't look comfortable in there yet. But again, that's not a huge knock on the guy. He's still learning how to be a linebacker. He was a running back for a while, and he's had to adapt to it. And now he's also learning what's going to be asked of him in an NFL system, because when you're an NFL linebacker out there, there's a lot more being asked of you. There's a lot of different assignments you have to be aware of. There's a lot of different, you know, matchups that could be created there. Still, in this limited format, I like what I've seen out of Mark Robinson. I'm not ready to say that he's, you know, I'm not ready to say that he'll surpass Vince Williams as a rookie, even if Vince Williams himself is. But I do think that he is part of the hope that the Steelers have, that they'll be able to find a linebacker who can pair with whoever becomes their ace linebacker of the future, whether it's Miles Jack or Devin Bush or some person that we don't even know right now. But he's a guy who could learn to fill in those positions. And Mark Robinson, he played in the SEC. He knew how to compete. He knows how to fight. He knows how to play against physical offensive lines and big running backs. I think that he could be an asset to this team moving forward. Won't be a major one this year, because again, Spillane, Bush, Jack, those are the top guys, and even Buddy Johnson after that. And they also are using, you know, Marcus Allen in that regard as well. But still, all in all, Mark Robinson, I think, has done a decent job acquitting himself. Now we got to see how does he continue to grow, because if he proves that he's a smart linebacker and he's, you know, absorbing the information and putting it back out there on tape that he's learning them and learning how to adapt that into his game, that will speed up the process, and that will maybe put the Steelers in an interesting position in the next few years to say, hey, is he a future starter? Is he a future guy that they can count on at the position, so that they're not spending another really high draft pick at linebacker or spending a ton of money to go out and get one, because they need to just find answers there, because it is a vital position for their defense. That being said, there's a lot to see at this upcoming preseason game on Sunday, 4:30, Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh. I will be there covering it, but we also have one more show this week to break it down. Tomorrow, we're going over our top five position battles and player groups to watch heading into this game. Jenna Harner of Channel 11 will join me. Do check us out. We'll be here on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, wherever podcasts are for free. You can find this show just like you found this show today. I'm Chris Carter. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Carter Critiques. Also, check me out at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, where I'm writing about Pitt Athletics. I'm going to be gone this weekend for a couple days before the game. I will be back in Pittsburgh for the game, but I have a wedding with a couple of my old friends, so I'll be gone for a couple days. But don't worry, we will have this show out. If you don't see me tweeting as much, understand that's just the case. Don't worry, I ain't going anywhere. And don't worry, you will get your show Friday. Thanks again for checking us out here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'll catch you on your screens and in your ears tomorrow for the final episode of the week, getting you ready for the Steelers' final preseason game.